Welcome back to Tactical Blue. This is your host, Hector Solis. I'm glad that you are back, and today we're going to talk about the 2019 Chevy Tahoe. As you know, many agencies use Chevy Tahoes as their main vehicles, including sheriff's departments, local police, and fire department. The police department that I work for recently purchased two brand new Chevy Tahoes, and I'm going to show you the one that I was assigned to. So let's check it out. This vehicle is brand new, and my police department hasn't had a brand new vehicle in a while, actually since 2009. We usually purchase used vehicles from other agencies, repackage them the way we want them, and put them to work. But this time, the chief of police was able to obtain a government loan, and we were able to get two brand new Tahoes. So this one is mine, it's Stealth. And we're gonna check it out, and we're gonna see every single detail plus all the features that come standard with the vehicle. Let's start from the front to the back. First, we have the Satina push bumper. This push bumper is lightweight, 40% lighter than steel, aircraft grade aluminum. The aluminum bumper also comes with enforced light by SoundOff. This particular Tahoe's headlights was integrated with Enforce control system to become weak wax. The IntelliBeam system, which is integrated with Chevy Tahoe's, automatically dims down the headlights when sensors in the middle of the vehicle detect another vehicle with their headlights. Now, let's look under the hood. This V8 5.3-liter engine with a 325 cubic inch capacity will give you 355 horsepower. The automatic 6-speed transmission, it gives you a torque of 383 pounds per feet. The 26-gallon fuel capacity gives you an economy of 15, 22, and 18 for city, highway, and combined. The flexibility of flex fuel will save you some money. The standard tires of this vehicle are Goodyear Eagle RSA with a 17-inch wheel and integrated ABS brakes. The body was designed with a body-on-frame structure, 205 inches long and 67 inches wide. Now, let's move to the interior of the vehicle. Let's start with the speed display, which is a digital speedometer, certified to 150 miles per hour for vehicle pacing. The driver information center can be found between the RPM and the speedometer. The steering wheel comes integrated with controls for voice control, speed info display controls, as well as cruise control. Next, we have the radio display screen, which shows you date, time, radio controls, climate control, Bluetooth, which connects to your smartphone, which is my favorite feature, Apple CarPlay, Bluetooth control, as well as rear camera. What makes this vehicle stealth is the emergency lights. The emergency lights, which enforce interior LED lights, lower profile for less obstruction, helps me blend in with traffic for traffic enforcement at nighttime. The lights are powered by Blueprint control panel with three types of emergency sound tones plus horn and manual. SoundOff added the 100 series horn for better emergency sounds. The rear directional bar is controlled by the same panel. My favorite feature is the full scene mode, which helps me perform better and safer traffic stops at nighttime. The docking station for our Panasonic Toughbook 54 model is Heavy's docking station. The full metal frame bolted to the floor of the vehicle creates a stable platform for the officer usage while driving. Our speed radar system, Decatur Genesis 2, has waterproof antennas, wire controls, and is easily attached to the dashboard. This radar is actually really good in my opinion. I've been using it for a while with great success. Moving forward, we have our in-car Motorola radio with the 7 to 800 RF band. The APX 6500 Astro 25 digital transmits in the 764-870 MHz band, integrated lightning, encryption hardware, and GPS. In today's world, you cannot have a police vehicle without dash cam. So our dash camera system, the DMV-800 model, manufactured by Digital Ally, does not meet the necessary standard for a law enforcement dash cam. This unit doesn't pick up audio completely, with too much interference. The video resolution could be better, not the best camera in the market. However, it has the option for pre-event recording up to a 15-minute mark. Also comes with front and back cameras for prisoner cage. The middle console holds the emergency light console, in-car radio, cup holders, two USB drive ports, cigarette lighter, as well as electrical outlet. Another of my favorite features is the Cetina DT Rail Mount 2 Universal XL with handcuff key. This mount is good for AR-15 plus shotgun, so you can have both firearms in one place. When placing prisoners in the back seat, you need a partition. This partition, manufactured by Cetina, integrates 10XL coated poly partition, heavy-duty 14-gauge steel seat back protector. The aluminum window frame, steel framework, is 250 times the impact strength of glass and 30 times the impact strength of acrylic. The Cetina Prisoner Transport is a seat and rear partition combination. The automatic electronic lock system and retractor locking mode signal light will help you transport any inmate in a safer way. And finally, you cannot have a complete police vehicle without a cargo system. The Cetina cargo system lift box combination comes with a lock. As you can see, this is great to place your equipment, whether it's a heavy duty equipment like my tactical SWAT gear or any other equipment like bags, evidence collection, or any other equipment your department assigns you. To conclude this episode, I just want to tell you this is a great truck. I am happy that I have it. I cannot ask for better. I can tell you that I can go fast, I can go around the curves, no trouble at all, and I have plenty of space for all my equipment and more. If your department is looking for a new vehicle, I recommend a Chevy Tahoe. They are great. I hope you like this video. If you like it, please share it with your friends and family and any other police co-worker. If you want to see more information like this, please subscribe to this channel and like this video. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you next week with another episode of Tactical Blue.